Title: Breakdown for Subsign for Deep Jungle Atmosphere in Ableton Live 12 Advanced. Alright, let's build a breakdown sub that actually does the jungle thing. Deep, controlled, tense, and atmospheric but still master safe. This is advanced, so we're going to think like producers and like mastering engineers at the same time. Here's the mindset I want you in. Think low-end narrative, not low-end presence. In the breakdown, the sub is not there to fully satisfy. It's there to define gravity, establish the key center, and set up contrast so the drop feels like the sound system just switched on. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a repeatable template, a sub-bed, an air layer, and low-end guardrails. That's the recipe. Step 0. Session setup and reference. Fast but crucial. Set your tempo somewhere in the 160 to 174 range. I'm going to use 170 BPM as an example. Choose a sub-friendly key. F, F sharp, G, and G sharp tend to sit nicely depending on how low you want the fundamental. If you're not sure, pick F sharp or G and keep moving. Now drag in a reference track. Make sure warping isn't doing anything weird. Either disable warp or set it correctly, so you're not comparing your low end to a time-stretched lie. On your master, drop Ableton's spectrum after everything. Set the block size around 8192 so the low end readout is smoother. Set the range something like minus 90 to 0 dB. The goal here is simple. We're going to stop guessing and start verifying. Optional but helpful. Later we'll use a temporary limiter on the master just to check behavior, not to chase loudness yet. Step 1. Build the subsign instrument. Clean and controllable. Create a new MIDI track and name it SUB. Breakdown. Load operator. Oscillator A is a sine wave. Set velocity to volume to 0%. That's important. Breakdown sub should be consistent. We're not trying to get performance dynamics in the sub, we're trying to get stability. Leave pitch envelope off for now. If you do want a tiny pitch dive later, you can add it, but don't start there. Before operator, you can add a MIDI pitch device to keep notes in a safe range, and a scale device if you want to lock the breakdown to the key so you don't accidentally drop a wrong sub note and wonder why the room feels cursed. Advanced producers still make that mistake when they're moving fast. Now the post operator control chain. At EQ8, do not automatically high pass your sub. People do this by muscle memory and then wonder why it feels weak. We'll only filter infrasonics on purpose later. For now, if you end up generating extra harmonics, you can dip gently around 200 to 350 Hz, but don't go hunting problems that aren't there yet. Next, add saturator, very subtle. Soft sign or analog clip works great. Drive around 1 to 3 dB, then pull the output down to compensate, and keep dry slash wet somewhere around 40 to 70%. The reason we're doing this is audibility. A pure sign can vanish on smaller speakers. A touch of harmonics lets the ear track the note without turning your breakdown into a mid-bass line. Then add a compressor for containment, not pumping. Think ratio 2 to 1, attack 20 to 40 milliseconds, release 80 to 200 milliseconds. You're aiming for maybe 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. The goal is, the sub stays even, so the master bus doesn't get surprise spikes. Then add utility. Make the low end mono. If you're doing a simple chain, just keep width at 0% for the sub band once we split it, but for now at least ensure the sub isn't accidentally wide. Club systems do not forgive wide low end and level target. In the breakdown, the sub should exist but not dominate. As a rough guide, aim for something like minus 12 to minus 8 dBFS peak on that channel, depending on your overall headroom. Remember, if the breakdown sub is as satisfying as the drop, you just stole your own impact. Quick coach note before we write notes. Do a monitoring calibration sanity check. Loop 8 bars of the breakdown. Turn your monitors down until the sub is barely audible. Then bring it up just enough that you can follow the notes. That's your starting point. This stops you from mixing sub with adrenaline instead of translation. Step 2. Write breakdown sub that feels jungle, not EDM held note. A lot of people hold one long root note and call it deep. Sometimes it works, but jungle tension usually comes from the way the sub leaves holes. Here are three jungle-friendly approaches: a pedal tone with rhythm gaps, call and response with an atmosphere stab, or stepwise movement like root to flat 7 back to root. Let's do a practical 8-bar pattern in F-sharp minor. Bars 1 and 2. Play F-sharp as a whole note, but add dropouts. Literally silence. Every 2 beats, chop an 8th note of silence out. That little absence creates tension and it keeps the low end from smearing into the reverb and the room. Bars 3 and 4. Move to E, the flat 7, for a bar, then return to F sharp. That tiny move adds darkness without destabilizing the foundation. Bars 5 through 8. Keep F sharp, but introduce short quarter note heartbeat pulses. And here's the advanced point. Use note length shaping instead of volume automation when you can. Shortening MIDI notes is cleaner than yanking volume because you avoid weird low-end tail behavior and inconsistent transient shapes. Now, if you want an advanced variation that still doesn't turn into a bass line, try a two-stage sub. Keep the root long, but at the end of every two bars insert a very short answer note, like a 16th or an 8th, maybe that flat 7. Keep it quieter with MIDI velocity or a macro that trims operator level. The ear registers movement. The system still feels anchored. Step 3. Make the sub breathe without wrecking the master. Sidechain done right. Even in breakdowns you'll have elements like distant kicks, tom impacts, filtered breaks, risers, foley. If those overlap with sub, you don't want random summing in the low end that slaps your limiter unexpectedly. Add another compressor or a glue compressor after utility and enable sidechain. Feed it from your breakdown percussion group, or create a ghost kick track if the breakdown drums are sparse. For musical ducking that doesn't scream sidechain, try ratio 3 to 1, attack 5 to 15 milliseconds, release 120 to 250 milliseconds, and set threshold for about 1 to 4 dB of gain reduction. If it's pumping, back off the ratio and raise threshold. And here's a really useful advanced trick. Ghost sidechain only in the last 4 to 8 bars of the breakdown. That way, your sub starts breathing like the drop groove before the drums fully arrive. It's foreshadowing, and it's also technical control. Step 4. Split sub and air so reverb never touches true sub. This is the big one. If you put reverb on a sub, you get mud, phase weirdness, and headroom loss. The move is to split. The sub stays clean and mono, and only the harmonics get the space. Add an audio effect rock on the sub track. Two chains. Call the first one SUB, the second AIR. On the SUB chain, an EQ8 with a low pass around 120Hz, steep slope like 24 dB per octave. Then utility, width 0%, no reverb, no delay. This is your physical foundation. On the AIR chain, add EQ8 high pass around 150 to 250Hz. Then saturator with more drive, like 3 to 6 dB. We want harmonics here. After that, hybrid reverb. For hybrid reverb, go convolution plus algorithm if you want that lush jungle haze. Pre-delay 20 to 40 milliseconds so the reverb doesn't instantly smear the transient. Decay 2 to 5 seconds depending how foggy you want it. High cut around 6 to 10k so it stays dark. Low cut around 200 to 400 Hz so the reverb doesn't generate low rumble. Keep the wet amount conservative, maybe 5 to 20%. Optional. Add echo after hybrid reverb. Use something like 1/8 dotted or 1/4 timing. High pass the echo around 300 Hz, low pass around 6 to 8k, feedback 10 to 25%. Keep stereo moderate. The low end stays mono because we already split it. Now you've got atmosphere that feels huge, but your true sub is still clean, centered, and controllable. Extra sound design coach note, if the sub still feels invisible on small speakers, don't just crank volume. Push AIR chain harmonics slightly, or add a tiny resonant reinforcement band in the 90 to 140 Hz range in parallel, very low level, mono. If it starts sounding like a bass line, you went too far. Step 5, arrangement. Turn this into a 16-bar breakdown arc that makes the drop hit harder. Bars 1 to 4, sub is present but restrained. Atmos wide, your break loop, if you're using one, should be low passed with auto filter so it's more motion than brightness. Bars 5 to 8. Introduce those little sub pulses. Increase the AIR chain wetness slightly. Add a distant vocal shot, but high pass it so it's not competing. Bars 9 to 12. This is where tension ramps. You can automate the sub utility gain up very subtly, like half a dB to 1 and a half dB over 4 bars. Tiny. Also try tightening instead of getting louder. Automate operator's amp envelope release from longer to shorter as the drop approaches. That contained pressure reads as tension and often reduces mud. Bars 13 to 16. Riser and vacuum moment. Pull the sub down in the last bar, or even the last two beats, and do the classic jungle trick. The last beat before the drop, make it too clean. No sub, no reverb tail. Dry. Suddenly the drop feels enormous because the contrast is physical. If you want a vacuum bar that isn't the cliche mute everything, keep a high passed break whisper, like 800 Hz and up. Remove the sub and remove reverb tails, and leave a single dry Foley hit or vocal spec. It creates a cinematic inhale right before the exhale. Advanced timing coach note, Jungle can feel deeper when the sub sits slightly behind the ghost break feel. Try track delay on the sub at plus 6 to plus 12 milliseconds. Subtle, this is groove psychology. Also, if you have toms or impacts that are crowding the low end, nudge those non-sub low elements later by 5 to 15 milliseconds so the sub is the first arrival. That can clean up clutter without any EQ. Step 6. Mastering aware checks inside Live 12. We're going to do temporary master safety checks. Put a limiter on the master with ceiling at minus 1 dB. Don't chase loudness. Watch how much gain reduction you're forcing. In the breakdown, ideally it's barely doing anything, and definitely not more than 1 to 3 dB. Keep spectrum on the master. Add utility on the master, so you can quickly toggle width or set it to mono to check compatibility. And if you want to confirm your sub pitch, put a tune device on the sub track so you can see the fundamental and make sure you're actually hitting F sharp, E, whatever you intended. What you're looking for in spectrum, stable energy around your fundamental, usually somewhere in the 40 to 60 Hz zone depending on key and octave. You do not want random spikes below 30 Hz, that's wasted headroom, and it's the kind of stuff that makes limiters behave badly.